This is KPLU online. Thanks very much for listening.
I'm dreaming. I got a whole sack of dreams, with kites flying hope through a summer sky, corners where children play and run in the rain. I've got a whole sack full of dreams, streets filled with laughter and toy balloons, people with hearts that care, who listen for love. I'm wanting to sing. I'm wanting to care. I'm wanting to share all my dreams with the world. Will you learn to understand the world of love that I'm dreaming? The world of love that I'm dreaming. This is my sack full of dreams.
It's a beautiful song.
Thank you, darling.
And it's a beautiful way to end the show. Thank you for coming.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with Marian McPartland. Her guest today has been Grady Tate. Join us each week at this time as Marian welcomes other outstanding artists for conversation and improvisation. Piano Jazz is recorded at Manhattan Beach Studios in New York City and is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, recording engineer Duke Marcos, assistant recording engineer Tyler Hartman, mastering engineer David Mitchell, engineering intern Dale Anderson, production coordinator David Lyon. The executive producer is Elaine Freeman. Special thanks to Clavier House New York, providers of the pianos heard on Piano Jazz, clavierhouse.com. If you wish to contact us, our email address is pj@scetv.org. U.S. Postal Mail address, Piano Jazz, SCETV Radio, 1101 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. To find out more about the artists and music selections heard on Piano Jazz, or to listen to a recent program you may have missed, visit our website, pianojazz.npr.org. There, you'll find a link to subscribe to our weekly Piano Jazz Preview podcast, Piano Jazz Shorts. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Jazz Times Magazine. Since 1970, helping jazz fans get to know the music they love. Available on newsstands and on the web at jazztimes.com. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR. Contributors include the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, celebrating 10 years of support for the performing arts, environmental conservation, medical research, and the prevention of child abuse. And the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people, online at wtgrantfoundation.org. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria. NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. Keep it tuned, The Art of Jazz with your host Ken Wiley coming right up next.
All About Jazz calls him one of the most exciting sought-after instrumentalists over the past decade, trumpeter Thomas Marriott. He's been featured at some of the finest jazz clubs and festivals in the Western Hemisphere, and Sunday, July 12th, the Thomas Marriott Quartet is the centerpiece of the first KPLU Jazz Cruise of the season. fabulous scenery, a lavish brunch buffet, and award-winning music. Join us! Thanks to Isernio's Sausage for their support. Reservations and information are at kplu.org.
Support for KPLU comes from
the Farmers Market of Olympia, with local produce harvested daily, native and rare plants, arts and crafts, live entertainment, and more. The Farmers Market of Olympia is now open Thursday through Sunday.
This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. And the letter T, to start today, moving along in the alphabet. Eva Taylor, Mrs. Clarence Williams, a great vocalist in the 20s, with her husband's Blue Five, 1925. And Chris Smith, Henry Troy, and Clarence Williams' composition, Cakewalk and Babies. This band is the seminal artistic participation, I think, in this world of creative music. Louis Armstrong cornet, Charlie Irvis trombone, Sidney Bechet soprano, Clarence Williams piano, Buddy Christian banjo, and as I said, Eva Taylor. And Armstrong and Bechet startling everyone with their abilities to improvise. Bechet, interestingly enough, sounded exactly at the end of his life like he did at the beginning in his playing. Armstrong, not quite that. But this is a monumental piece, and the improvisation is incredible. Cakewalk and Babies, vocalist Eva Taylor.
loud. Look at those demonstrators talk out loud. Green and brown, picking them up and laying them down by your friends and foes. That's what they like to call a fair in a class. All aboard. The only way for them to do this is to keep them. You may tie them, but you never beat them. Spread your stuff, boy, you won't do nothing different. Can't walk a baby from
Taylor with Clarence Williams Blue 5 and Cakewalkin' Babies from Home, 1925 for OK Records. Buddy Tate now, his tenor saxophone with Count Basie, Los Angeles, 1944 for the AFRS Jubilee Recordings. That means Armed Forces Radio Service. These records were made and sent away to the people involved in the war effort. A little bit of home sent to them. Harvard Blues, written by Tab Smith, George Frazier. Tate plays the tenor, Jimmy Rushing sings, and behind him, Dickie Wells on trombone.
Sublime. I don't keep sheepdogs or women in my room. I don't keep dogs or women in my room, but I love my Vincent baby until the day of doom. Reinhard, Reinhard, I'm a most indifferent guy. Reinhard, Reinhard, I'm a most indifferent guy. And I love my baby. That's no Harvard life.
Buddy Tate is tenor saxophone with Count Basie, 1944 for AFRS Jubilee Recordings in Los Angeles. Harvard Blues, vocal by Jimmy Rushing and Dickie Wells trombone. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Silver Platters, announcing the acquisition of a large collection of classic jazz on vinyl. Many titles are unavailable on CD. The LPs span the entire spectrum of jazz as heard on KPLU. Records are available at all three Silver Platters locations, Bellevue, Queen Anne, and Northgate.
Now to Joe Temperley, baritone saxophonist, who is playing in Jimmy Nepper's band, 1978, for Hep Records.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Joe Temperley as a member of the Jimmy Nepper Quintet, 1978. Up first was John's Bunch, written by pianist John Bunch. Nepper trombone, Temperley on baritone saxophone, Derek Smith piano, Michael Moore bass, and Billy Hart on drums. And then Poor Butterfly, written by Raymond Hubbell, performed by Temperley on soprano saxophone and Derek Smith on piano. Joe Temperley right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Seattle Men's Chorus, performing their first all-a cappella concert featuring the pop jazz vocal group M-Pact, June 19th through the 21st at Meany Theater. Tickets and information at flyinghouse.org. This time, it's all about the voices.
Now coming up for your enjoyment is Ben Thigpen. That's a wonderful name. Alliteration there. Ben Thigpen, drummer. Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy is the band. The arrangements by Mary Lou Williams, who plays the piano. The year is 1930, and the label is Brunswick Records. We'll hear a couple of them. If you hear a trumpet, it's Harry Lawson, and Alan Durham does the trombone work. Andy Kirk either plays tuba or bass sax. Lawrence Freeman, the tenor saxophone. You hear a vocalist, it's Billy Massey. Here's the drumming of Ben Thigpen with Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy.
All day long I'm lonely, every night I'm blue. Make a little guess who, honey, just for you. I'm forever signed, there is no denying. I'm forever crying, honey, just for you. Gee, I need your loving charm in my arms. You're the one I can't resist, and I need your lips to kiss. Oh, what bliss, on the whole it's you I miss. Cross my heart, I won't cheat. Certainly I'll be sweet, till once again we meet, honey, just for you.
Ben Thigpen on the drums with Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy, 1930 for Brunswick Records. Traveling That Rocky Road and Honey Just For You with Billy Massey singing. And the arrangements by Mary Lou Williams, who was playing the piano there. And I think I mentioned she does the arrangements throughout for this band. A jump to 1936 now, because from 1930 to 1936 there wasn't any work. The Depression was on. Things started to stir after a while. And the band changed. They went to Decca Records. And they got a wonderful, rare breed tenor saxophonist by the name of Dick Wilson. Rare in the sense that he wasn't following Lester Young, or he wasn't following Coleman Hawkins like most others were. All by himself he was. Walking and Swinging, 1936, and Ben Thigpen doing the drumming. And then a feature for Dick Wilson called Lotta Sax Appeal. Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy with Ben Thigpen playing the drums. 1936 for Decca Records. The drumming part is not just soloing. I mean, it's lifting the band. It's carrying the band. Accenting here and there. Filling the hole, so to speak. Walking and Swinging, Mary Lou Williams' tune, and she played a piano solo. Dick Wilson's tenor. Booker Collins throughout, I should mention, on string bass. Then John Williams' Lot of Sax Appeal. Wilson feature on his tenor saxophone. Ted Donnelly's trombone. John Harrington clarinet. And Harry Lawson again on trumpet. With Ben Thigpen. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Group Health Cooperative. For those who are contract workers or have lost coverage due to unemployment, Group Health offers a variety of individual and family health plans, including dental options to fit various lifestyles. Details at ghc.org.
To end the session of Ben Thigpen, I want you to hear him sing, as well as play the drums, of course. There'll be three. It's all from 1936 in Decca, and same band. Get... G.I.T. by Mary Lou Williams, and also by her Froggy Bottom. And Thigpen will sing on those two. And the last one, written by violinist Stuff Smith, is called Eyes a Muggin'.
bottom, where the folks don't hurry and never worry. Going down to the bottom, live my easy way. Nobody knows just how it started. Somebody blew it through a horn. Somebody played it on a fiddle. Somebody sang it and a song was born. Now it's the craze, the new sensation. Now it's the song, the bands all swing. Now it's the phrase that rocks the nation. Don't try to stop me cause I'm going to sing. I's a muggin', boom, da-dee-da-dee. I's a muggin', bang, da-dee-da-dee. I's a muggin', boom, da-dee-da-dee. Bebop, 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 bebo. I's a muggin', boom, da-dee-da-dee. I's a muggin'. Dick's a muggin'. Well, mug on out then, cat. I'll the mug and boom, daddy daddy. I'll the mug and boom, daddy daddy. Bebop, 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 bebop.
It's Mary Williams mug. Mug, Mary.
Ben Thigpen singing and playing the drums with Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy, 1936 for Decca Records. Three of them, Git, Froggy Bottom, and Eyes a Muggin'. A lot of those tunes were sort of introductory tunes to the audience, the dancers, you know, who they were. Like Mama Don't Low, no jive around here, we're going to jive anyhow. And then they'd introduce like Big Jim. That's Harry. Harry Big Jim Long. Big Jim, say something on your trumpet, that kind of thing. Fine band. Arrangements by Mary Lou Williams, who was playing beautifully also at the piano. And as I said, Dick Wilson, who stands out away from the crowd of influences, not coming down the pike with Lester Young or Coleman Hawkins. Hard to do, actually. Not a criticism, it's just an observation that how rare it is. Ben Thigpen. He had a son and named him Ed. And guess what? Ed became a drummer. The old joke I have to tell, I mean, the drummers out there, I'll be bored, but, you know, somebody called, wants to know about a band they're going to hire. How many in the band? We have three musicians and a drummer. Hey, the Oscar Peterson Trio in Chicago at the London House, 1961. Ed Thigpen on the drums, Ray Brown on the string bass, and Oscar Peterson on the piano, and they're going to do a 1922 Fred Fisher hit called Chicago. on the job in Chicago with the Oscar Peterson Trio at the London House, 1961, for Verve Records. Chicago, name of the composition. Ray Brown bass, Oscar Peterson on the piano, and Ed Thigpen playing the drums. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Now to some Kansas City stuff. Joe Turner going to sing, and his friend Pete Johnson is going to play the piano. 1938 for Vocalion. They wrote it. It's called Rollin' Pete's. And here it is. Turner and Pete Johnson, just the two of them. Vocalion Records, 1938. Rollin' Pete. Now, what you do with your hand on the piano. And how influential that record, that one side, was in leading into what most of you out there would know as rock. Big effect. I'm going to do a program sometime, just chase that down from the early blues things through all the way into rock and roll. Now, Joe Turner was a big influence on a lot of people, particularly Joe Williams, who was singing with Count Basie in 1955, and they decided to do Rollin' Pete. And I'm sure that Williams had a hand in suggesting that. You'll hear Basie's piano, Joe Williams singing, trombonist Benny Powell, tenor saxophonist Frank West, and their version of Joe Turner's Roll 'em, Pete.
I've got a girl that lives up on a hill. I've got a girl that lives up on a hill. She wants to quit me, but I love her still. She's got eyes like diamonds, teeth shine like Fort Knox gold. She's got eyes like diamonds, her teeth shine like gold. Every time she kisses me, she sends my mellow soul. Baby, you're so beautiful, but you've got to die one day. Baby, you're so beautiful, but you've got to die one day. All I want's a little loving before you pass away. Roll on, boys, and jump for joy. Hey, man, I'm happy. I am happy as a baby boy. My mom's gonna buy me a high dramatic kitty car. Early in the morning, everybody's gonna shout. Yourself. Pretty baby, I'm going away and leave you by yourself. You have mistreated me, now you can mistreat somebody else. I'm crying, yes, yes. Happy crying, yes, yes. Yes, yes. Oh, yes, yes. Yes, yes.
Joe Williams with Count Basie's band and Roland Pete, written by Joe Turner and Pete Johnson. Benny Powell's trombone, Frank West, tenor saxophone. 1955 for Clef Records. Before I get to George Treadwell and Sarah Vaughan, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News. And all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Washington State Nursery and Landscape Association, reminding listeners that WSNLA member nurseries and landscapers can help create sustainable gardens using flowers, vegetables, and fruit trees. Information at WSNLA.org.
Trembling trees embrace the breeze tenderly. Then you and I came wandering by and lost in a sigh. Were we two hearts met breathlessly. Your arms open wide and close me inside. You took my lips, you took my love so tenderly.
George Treadwell, his trumpet, his arrangement, his band, of Tenderly, 1947 for MGM Records, written in 1946 by Walter Gross and Jack Lawrence. Sarah Vaughan, George Treadwell. Cal Jader now, early on in his career, in San Francisco 1950 with Debut Back Trio. Jader plays vibes, conga, bongo, you name it, he's there. Ron Crotty is playing string bass, and of course, Brubeck on piano.
Thank you.
Cal Jader as a member of Dave Brubeck's trio, 1950 in San Francisco for Fantasy Records. Spring Is Here, written by Richard Rodgers, and It's Wonderful, written by George Gershwin. Ron Crotty on string bass, Dave Brubeck piano, and Cal Jader, T-J-A-D-E-R, on vibes, conga, and bongos. Right there, 1950. Bobby Troup now, pianist, composer, sometimes singer, lyricist, all of that. He had some big hits. Not many, but big. I mean, they went into one big one, which I'm going to play first, and then into some not-so-big ones, but they were meaningful to a lot of great artists in this artistic world of jazz. Nat Cole Trio, March 1946 for Capitol. This was a biggie. Nat Cole singing, playing the piano. Oscar Moore on guitar and Johnny Miller on string bass. And Bobby Troup wrote this.
Plan to motor west, travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. It winds from Chicago to LA, more than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Now you go through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, and Oklahoma City looks mighty pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Boston, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this timely tip? When you make that California trip, get your kicks on Route 66.
Trio, 1946 for Capitol Records, and a composition, both music and lyric, by Bobby Troup, Route 66. Full title, actually. Get Your Kicks on Route 66. Oscar Moore guitar and Johnny Miller string bass, and Nat Cole at the piano and singing for you. Now, the next, Bobby Troup composition, which is a beauty, is The Meaning of the Blues. He, Troup, wrote it with Lee Worth. Miles Davis and Gil Evans did a version of it in 1957 for Columbia Records. And you'll hear Miles on flugelhorn here, and the arrangements by Gil Evans. Bobby Troup's The Meaning of the Blues. Tune it out, because on the record it goes right into the other tune, next tune. But that was Miles Davis on flugelhorn and a Gil Evans arrangement of Bobby Troup's The Meaning of the Blues, done 1957 for Columbia Records. And I remember 1957 because next is Gil Evans and his orchestra and The Meaning of the Blues from 1978 for Inner City. And he did the arrangement for the orchestra. And the soloist, the feature on this, is tenor saxophonist George Adams.
Thank you.
Interpretation of a composition by Bobby Troup called The Meaning of the Blues, Gil Evans and his orchestra. Evans on electric piano there, by the way. 1978 for Inner City Records, and the soloist on tenor saxophone, George Adams. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU. NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Pacific Northwest Ballet, presenting Director's Choice, a trio of works by three of the century's most influential choreographers. Jerome Robbins Dances at a Gathering, George Balanchine's Symphony in C, and Christopher Wheeldon's After the Rain. Through June 7th at McCaw Hall. Tickets at pnb.org.
To continue on now with the letter T, I'd like to do bass player George Tucker as a member of the Jackie Byard Quartet at a place called Lenny's on the Turnpike in West Peabody, Massachusetts, 1965 for Prestige Records. This is an old standard adapted by so many in this art, written in 1940 by Henry Wood, Teddy McRae, and Bill Bird. It's called Broadway. You'll hear Joe Farrell's tenor saxophone, Byard's piano, Tucker's bass, and Alan Dawson playing the drums. And at the end, there's a kind of a set break, meaning they play a tune to get end the set. And it's Frank Foster's Shiny Stockings. George Tucker on bass with the Jackie Byard Quartet. On the Job with Jackie Byard Quartet, 1965, at Lenny's on the Turnpike, West Peabody, Massachusetts. Prestige Records. They played Broadway, and then just to end the set, they played a little bit of Frank Foster's Shiny Stockings. Joe Farrell on tenor, Byard piano, and George Tucker on the bass, Alan Dawson playing the drums. Right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Antioch University Seattle, offering a bachelor completion program designed for adults, featuring a flexible transfer policy and credit for life experience. Accepting applications for summer and fall. Info at antiochseattle.edu.
I'd like to bring in Mel Torme now for you, vocalist, drummer sometimes, and some arrangements for him by Pete Rugolo, 1949, for Capitol Records in Los Angeles. Lionel Newman and Dorcas Cochran's Again, and Richard Rodgers and Wren's Hart's Blue Moon.
Again, this couldn't happen again. This is that once in a lifetime. This is the thrill divine. What's more, this never happened before. Though I have prayed for a lifetime that such as you could suddenly be mine, mine to hold as I'm holding you now, and yet never so near. Mine to have when the now and the here disappear. What matters dear for when this doesn't happen again? We'll have this moment forever, but never, never again. Mine to have when the now and the here disappear. What matters, dear, for when this doesn't happen again? We'll have this moment forever, but never, never. Again. sing along without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. You knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms could ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
Torme and Pete Rugolo doing the arrangements for him. 1949, Capitol Records again, and Blue Moon. Pete Rugolo and Mel Torme here. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and all that jazz. A community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is the Art of Jazz. Torme wrote some beauties. One of them is called A Stranger in Town. And I'm going to do A Stranger in Town, but first I want to do a different one. Move the buttons around here. Born to Be Blue, written by Mel Torme and his friend Robert Wells, recorded by Musicraft Records in 1945, arrangement by and leading the orchestra, Sonny Burke. Here's Mel Torme and his composition, Born to Be Blue.
Some folks were meant to live in clover, but they are such a chosen few. And clover being green is something I've never seen, 'cause I was born to be blue. When there's a yellow moon above me, they say there's moonbeams I should view. But moonbeams being gold are something I can't behold, 'cause I was born to be blue. When I met you, the world was bright and sunny. When you left, the curtain fell. I'd like to laugh, but nothing strikes me funny. Now my world's a faded pastel. Well, I guess I'm luckier than some folks. I've known the thrill of loving you, and that alone is more than I was created for, 'cause I was born to be.
Mel Torme singing for you his composition, Born to be Blue, 1945 for Musicraft. Sonny Burke did the arrangement for the orchestra, 1945. I brought somebody else who wants to play Born to be Blue. It's what I call chasing a tune. Grant Green, his quintet, his guitar, 1962 for Blue Note. I Quebec on tenor, Sonny Clark piano, Green on guitar, Sam Jones on bass, and Louis Hayes on the drums.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Mel Torme, Born to be Blue, performed by the Grant Green Quintet, 1962 for Blue Note Records. Ike Quebec, tenor saxophone. Sonny Clark, piano. Grant Green, guitar. Sam Jones, bass. Louis Hayes on the drums. Torme, in 1944, recorded another composition. This time he did both the music and the lyric. It's called A Stranger in Town. His vocalizing friends, the Meltones, are here with him. For Decca, Mel Torme, A Stranger in Town.
Just arrived on the 710. Thought I'd see the old gang again. But you know how they come and go.
I'm just a stranger in town.
Everyone I see seems to wonder who I can be. And I swear no one seems to care
about a stranger
in town. I saw a cottage on a lonely old street. The weeds have grown round the gate. Somehow I felt that you would wait here, my sweet. But it looks like I'm too late. Guess I'll leave on the 1202. Can't believe that there's no more you. Is there nothing for me? Will I always be a stranger in my own hometown? Guess I'll leave on the 1202. Can't believe that there's no more you. Is there nothing for me? Will I always be a stranger in my own hometown? It hurts to be alone with no one of your own when you're a stranger in your own hometown.
Mel Torme, A Stranger in Town, 1944 for Decca Records. Gene Roland, the arranger, put together an orchestra in 1963 for Brunswick Records and decided to do an arrangement of A Stranger in Town by Mel Torme and feature trombonist Jimmy Nepper.
Thank you.
A Stranger in Town, arranged for orchestra by Gene Rowland, 1963 for Brunswick Records, as a feature for trombonist Jimmy Nepper. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Comcast, reminding listeners that as of June 12th, all TV broadcast stations will go to digital format exclusively. Without a digital converter, digital TV or cable viewers cannot get any signal. However, Comcast customers will not be impacted at all. Info at comcast.com/DTV.
Maybe because I need you much more than
son, you know. I'm sorry to see you go and leave me. It hurts me to know we must part. It's only because I love you and you're so close to my heart. But if you go away, I'm sorry to say, but I guess it's okay. To make up a day, you might or you may be done the same old way. Oh, I'll try to be gay to the Indian, the same as I was at the start. I'll play the part of a hero, but gee, what a blow to my heart. Yeah.
Couple of them for you, and that said, starting out with Claude Bowling in Paris, 1966, for Phillips Records, solo piano, doing St. Louis Rag, written by Tom Turpin. Turpin wrote that in 1903. He was an interesting character. He owned a saloon named the Rosebud Cafe. He was a politician. He wrote ragtime stuff. St. Louis Rag, Tom Turpin. Performed by Claude Bowling. Then Tampa Red. His singing, his kazoo, his guitar for Bluebird, 1937. His composition, It's Hard to Believe It's True. Clarinetist Arnett Nelson and the pianist Black Bob. Tampa Red, 1937 for Bluebird. Right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News. And all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Blazing Bagels. 29 varieties made with all natural ingredients. The Blazing Bagel Sandwich Cafe is now open in downtown Bellevue, along with their bakery cafe in Redmond, and available at Whole Foods Market. Blazing Bagels, made with pride and proud to support the KPLU School of Jazz.
Now to a bass player by the name of Gene Taylor, who is in the Barry Harris Trio now. Harris on piano, Gene Taylor bass, Leroy Williams on drums, 1975 for Xanadu. This composition was written by Tad Dameron. It's based on the harmonic foundation of Johnny Green's Out of Nowhere. And Dameron calls it Kasbah. Thank you. Harris Trio, right there in 1975, for Xanadu Records. Barry Harris on the piano. The T person is Gene Taylor, playing bass, and Leroy Williams on drums. And Kasbah, written by Tad Dameron, as I said, based on Out of Nowhere by Johnny Greene. So to compare those two, Art Tatum, Clef Records, 1953, 4 or 5. He was doing these for Norman Granz. Thanks to Norman Granz for getting Art Tatum into the recording studio and just say play. Out of Nowhere, Johnny Green, Art Tatum at the piano. Thank you. Tatum's solo piano in Los Angeles in the mid-50s. I say mid-50s because he recorded all of these at different times for Norman Granz, 53 through 55. Out of Nowhere, written by Johnny Green. And I played it because I just played Casbah, written by Tad Dameron, based on that. And I think back on it, kind of pick up on it. Norman Granz did a great deal for this art, recorded under several different labels. I'm going to get back to Art Tatum, Toledo's finest. But first, this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Jaguar Land Rover of Bellevue and Seattle, announcing the 2010 limited production XFR with a 510 horsepower supercharged AJ V8 Gen 3 engine. The XFR is available for viewing at Jaguar of Bellevue and Seattle. Experience the experience.
How many of you out there have seen The Wizard of Oz, the movie? It comes around every year, and I'm sure you have, and you saw it early on in your life, and you continue to, and it's great entertainment. The music for that was written by Harold Arlen. Art Tatum is now going to play one of Mr. Arlen's themes.
Thank you.
Over the Rainbow by Harold Arlen, performed by Art Tatum, solo piano for Clef Records. I'd like to go out with Tatum and see how far we can go with these four. I love this title, Just Like a Butterfly That's Caught in the Rain, written by Mort Dixon and Harry Woods. Memories of You by U.B. Blake. Moonlight on the Ganges by Sherman Myers. And If I Had You by Jimmy Campbell, Reggie Connolly, and Ted Shapiro. Thank you. from Los Angeles in the years 53, 54, and 55 for Norman Grant's Clef label, Art Tatum, solo pianist. He played Just Like a Butterfly That's Caught in the Rain, Memories of You, Moonlight on the Ganges, and If I Had You. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.
Thanks, Ken Wiley, for another great afternoon of The Art of Jazz here on 88.5 All Blues, on the way next, right after Stardate.
Stardate, May 31st. A star that's moving into the final stages of life arcs high across the south tonight. Although the star is bigger and heavier than the sun, its fate is the same. It'll end its life as a super-hot cosmic cinder called a white dwarf. The star is Ras Al Hegwi, the brightest star in Ophiuchus, the serpent bearer. It's low in the east as darkness falls and climbs high across the south during the night. Like many stars, Ras Al Hegwi is actually a binary, two stars that are bound to each other by gravity.